before you this morning, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. Lord, you're saying self-isolate, but Lord, we can say one thing this morning. We will never be isolated from the love of you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we welcome you this morning, Lord. We pray, Lord, we're still
yes,
here, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
We're still gathered together in your name, and there you'll be in the midst, Lord. Come, sweet Spirit, we need thee. Come, sweet Spirit, we pray. Lord, bless this service this morning, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
As we gather around your word, Lord, bless it to our hearts, Lord. Bless this singing and all that's done for your name, Lord, and your glory. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
I'm
going to sing another chorus, 345 in your books. How great is our God, how great is his word. And then I'm going to hand over to our pastor after this course, because the guitar's boss going out of tune when this goes there. So 245.
How great is our God?
Thank you.
to bless this offering and these tithes. And Lord, it's for your work. It's not for our work, it's for yours. And Lord, bless those that give, bless those that can. But Lord, have thy way here this day. Provide us every need. And Lord, especially at this time, help, Lord, a marrow to the bone. For it's in through your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to give everyone a warm welcome this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I appreciate everyone that's made an effort to come. And we thank God for his mercy and his grace. And we appreciate it, Brother Bobby, to let us have this yard here. And we have a good turnout, praise God. We want to look to the Word of God, to Psalms 91. And I want this morning, and I won't get through all of it, but I want to show you 100 healing facts from the Word of God. So many today are not taught on healing from the Scriptures. But I believe that healing is as much in the Scriptures as salvation is in the Scriptures. Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers. Under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afeard for the terror by night, nor by the hour that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold, and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion, upon the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him, and he shall honor me. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Let us pray for a word of prayer this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before thee this morning in the name that thou hast set far above every name. The name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Lord, I take authority over coronavirus. I take authority over every disease in the name of Jesus. I rebuke it. And I pray that you'll protect your people from this evil by the power of your blood in the name of Jesus Christ. I place between the people and the enemy the blood of Jesus Christ, your provided way today. Father, we're looking to you. Bless your people. Strengthen them. Save those that need to be saved. Heal those that need your touch. Help us with your word as we look to thee. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, bind every work of the devil and spoil his goods in Jesus' name. Bless all that would listen in. Bless all that's here. Heal and deliver. and get thyself all the praise and all the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Now, Lord, I take the blessed Holy Ghost to help me, and I thank you that you do. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Praise God. Many that sometimes believe that sickness is sent from God. But when we study the Bible, everywhere we look, sickness is sent from the devil, not from God. Many people today lack the knowledge of the Word of God and the personal experience of God's salvation. But I believe that we need to know Jesus dwelling within us as an ever-present healer and an ever-present Savior. They know nothing about the facts which proves that the physical health is part of man's salvation, as well as salvation is. They see others healed, but they question whether healing is God's will for them. They're waiting for a special revelation of the will of God concerning their case. And in the meantime, they're doing all within their power and skill to get well, with the use of natural means, whether it's God's will to heal them or not. If it is not God's will to heal them, and it's not God's will for them to be well, why seek for natural means to be healed if they say it's not God's will for to be healed? If it is not God's will for them to be well, then it is only logical that the best way of recovery is divine health. We can't heal ourselves by natural means. People talk about it. But when you've done all you can do and all hope's gone, there is a healer and his name is Jesus Christ, and he can heal. The Bible reveals the will of God regarding healing of the body as clearly as the will of God regarding the salvation of the soul. God does not need to give a special revelation on his will to heal. God's will is plainly revealed in his word. When he has definitely promised to do a thing, he will do it. And God has promised that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the same God promises, by my stripes ye are healed. I want us to look at the absolute authority on healing, and that authority is in the Word of God. Sickness is no more natural than sin is natural. And sin is not natural. Sin is because of the fall. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, and God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was good. When God made man, he never made man sick. He never made man a sinner. But man in his disobedience sinned. Man in his self-will sinned. The Bible says sin came by Adam. Adam disobeyed God. And all are made sinners because of Adam's sin. Therefore, we should not look for the remedy of sin, and we don't look for the remedy for sickness, but from God, who created us happy, strong, healthy, to fellowship with him, he's our remedy. Both sin and sickness came into the world through the fall. Therefore, we must look for healing of both in the Savior. When God called his children out of Egypt, he made a covenant of healing with them. Exodus 15, verse 26. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. In Exodus 23:25, and he shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There's no vaccine that can do it, but Jesus Christ can do it. This land of Ulster today needs to look to Jesus Christ. They need to repent of their sins. They need to turn from their evil ways. Numbers 21 says, verse 20, chapter 21, verse 8, and the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. God healed those who were bitten by a fiery serpent through a look at the brazen serpent on a pole, which was a type of Calvary and the Lord Jesus Christ. John 3, verse 14 and 15. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. If everyone who looked at the brazen serpent was healed, then it is logical that everyone who looks at Jesus Christ today will be healed. Surely the Lord Jesus Christ has more power than a brass serpent. Surely the Lord Jesus Christ has more power than seven brass on a pole. And yet when the people looked upon a brass serpent on a pole, they were healed. And if we look to Jesus Christ today, we can be healed. His power is greater than a brass serpent on a pole, and he is the Christ of glory. Hallelujah. Praise his lovely name. Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so, for the same purpose, must the Son of Man be lifted up. Numbers 21, verse 4 to 9 tells us, and they journeyed from the Mount Horeb by the way of the Red Sea to come past the land of Eden. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses, whither they have brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness. For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. I tell you, we're hearing about deaths every day now. There's people's getting it. There's people's dying. Thousands dying in Italy. Others in England. And it's here as well. But there is an answer today. Just as God had an answer for Israel, God has an answer for his people today. And just as they looked on the serpent then, if we will look to Jesus Christ today, we can and we will be healed. He is the same yesterday, today and forever. He's never changed. He's alive today. He's well today. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. There's nothing in this earth, no plague, no disease, that's greater than the Lord Jesus Christ. He made everything. He knows everything. He knows all about you. He knows your situation. If you trust him, he'll heal you. He'll bless you. He'll protect you. He'll let no plague come upon you if you'll trust in the Lord. God gave them the antidote in verse 8. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that the serpent had bitten a man, and behold, the serpent of brass, when he looked on it, he lived. We sing that song, but do we believe it? There is life for a look at the crucified one. There is life at this moment for thee. I believe if they could look on this serpent under an old covenant, under the blood of a lamb, how much more can we look on the Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary and live today? The people had sinned against God then, and the people have surely sinned against God now. The poisoned serpent bite resulted in death then, and it results in death today. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Everyone
one of us is born sinners by nature. We're sinners by birth. There's wages for sin. Those wages are death. But there's life out of luck at Jesus Christ. The people cried to God then, and heard God heard their cry and provided a remedy. The serpent lifted up. Those who cry to God today will discover that God has heard their cry and has provided them a remedy today. And the remedy today is Jesus Christ and his blood. The remedy was whosoever believeth. That was the remedy then. Whosoever believeth. The remedy today is whosoever believeth. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's God's way. There's no other way. That's God's only way. Thank God it's a way that works. Thank God it's a way that's real. Thank God it's a simple way, but it's a real way. And the remedy, they receive both forgiveness for their sins, healing for their bodies. In Christ we receive both forgiveness for our sins and healing for sickness in our bodies today. There was no exception then. The remedy was everyone that's bitten. There are no exceptions today. A remedy was whosoever believeth. The remedy was for all then. All that would look then were healed. All that would look now can be healed. There's no special me's or special you's. The word of God is clear. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever, that's you, that's me, that's anyone that'll put their trust in Jesus Christ. There was no exceptions then, for this remedy was the same. Praise God. There are no exceptions today, whosoever believeth. Everyone was commanded to do his own looking at the remedy then. And everyone is commanded to do their own looking at the remedy today. Your mother might be saved. Your father might be saved. But are you saved? Do you know the Lord? Have you personally trusted in the Lord? This is for every individual. Every man, every woman must know Jesus Christ personally as their own Savior, as their own healer. And everyone here was commanded to look, and we're commanded to look still today. They did not need to beg or make an offering to God. There was only one condition: when he looketh. We do not need to beg or take an offering to Christ today. But there was only one condition: whosoever believeth. They're not to look to the symptoms or the snake bites then, but rather to look to the remedy. We're not to look to the symptoms of our sins and diseases today, but only look to our remedy. Our remedy is Jesus Christ. Take your eyes off the coronavirus and put your eyes firmly on the Lord Jesus Christ. Stop reading the media and start reading the Word of God. Fill your heart and your mind with words of life, not words of fear. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, of truth, and of a sound mind. God can protect his people. God will protect his people because he's the Lord of all glory. He's never changed. Praise his name. Everyone that's bitten when he looketh upon it shall live was a promise to all then, without exception. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but has everlasting life is a promise to all today, without exception. Since their curse was removed by the lifting up of the type of Calvary, our curse was certainly removed by Calvary itself. Calvary removed our curse. Don't tell me that Jesus didn't do enough. Don't tell me that a brass serpent's more powerful than the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe Calvary is the answer. That Jesus Christ is the answer. Praise God. Galatians 3 tells us, verse 13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth upon a tree. The the type of Calvary could not mean more to those Israelites than Calvary means to us today. There's no way a brass serpent could mean more to those Israelites than our lovely Savior on the cross could mean to us today. Surely the Lord means more to us today than a brass serpent. He's our life and our life giver. He's the strength to our navel. He is the health to our bones. Praise his lovely name. Hallelujah. I believe it. Do you believe it? Psalms 91, we've read it. It's a tremendous reading. Verse 15 says, he shall call upon me and I'll answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life shall I satisfy him and show him salvation. Now you know what it says here. Verse 5 of Psalm 91. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness. This coronavirus is a pestilence, but God has given us the word of the Lord here. Surely if we trust God's word today, God will do it. He's Hebrews 13 and 8. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's told us not to fear. He's told us he'll be with us. I believe it. Do you believe it? Praise his name. God promises protection for our bodies as well as our souls if we abide in him. The third epistle of John, chapter 1, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul does prosper. Both these scriptures show that God's will is that we be a healthy in our bodies as well as we're healthy in our souls. Is that God's will? That's the word of God. That's God's will. That's God's word. God's word is God's will. It is never God's will for our bodies to be sick. Listen to this. Chronicles 16 verse 12. Asa died because he sought not the Lord. Many today are seeking the physicians. Many today are seeking everywhere. But they're not seeking the Lord. Be warned. Listen to me today. Hear the word of God. Here's the word of God. 2 Chronicles 16 verse 12. And as in his 39th year of his reign was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not the Lord, but the physicians. And he died. The physicians couldn't cure him. The physicians are not healers. They do their best. The doctors and the nurses do their best, but they're not a healer. But there is one who is a healer. He is a divine healer. He's the Lord. He's the one that made man. He's the one that made woman. He is a healer. He's the Lord. The Lord's a healer. He's a savior. He's a healer. But look at Hezekiah. In Isaiah 38, verse 1 to 7, Hezekiah lived because he sought not the physicians, but he sought the Lord. Hezekiah lived, but Isaiah died. One sought man's way, the other one sought God's way. Man's way, though it looks good, is not God's way. God has one provided way, Jesus Christ. Not two ways, there's one way. Isaiah 38 verse 1. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet and the son of Amos came out unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. Here's your answer. If you'll turn and seek God, he'll hear you. Even if you're sick, even if you're not saved, listen to me. If you'll turn to the Lord, he'll save you. If you'll turn to the Lord, he'll heal you. He can't change his mind about his word. He'll honor his word. Then Hezekiah turned, verse 3, and said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, I have walked before before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. I tell you, he came sincere. He came sincere. He wasn't coming in jumping about. He was weeping. He turned his face to the wall. He prayed sincere. People need to be sincere today. And God will break this plague. Verse 5. Go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city. And I shall be a sign unto them from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing which he hath spoken. The Lord will keep his word. God does not say to you to do it. He'll do it. He wants you to believe him. He wants you to be sincere. Isaiah 53 verse 4 and 5 tells us, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All willing sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. The removal of our disease is included in Christ's atonement. Along with the removal of our sins, the word bear implies substitution. Suffering for, not sympathy, suffering with. If Christ had borne our sickness, why should we bear them when he bore them? You don't have to be crucified. Jesus was crucified for you. You don't need to be sick to make you a better Christian. That's false teaching. Jesus was sick for you. He was wounded and bruised for you. He took your place so that you'd be healed. Look how the Lord was fulfilling Isaiah's words in Matthew 8, verse 16 and 17. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Look at Job. We can surely see that his sickness was directed from the devil, not from God. Many people claim God's made them sick. Many people say God sent the coronavirus. No, a Chinese laboratory sent it, not God. How many knows that's the truth? Never came from God. It's man-made. And I want to tell you, Job's sin. Job did no sin. The devil brought the sickness on Job, but God healed Job. God never made sin. Adam was a sinner. But God made a way for the remedy for Adam's sin. The Bible says we all die in the first Adam, but we live in the second Adam. Look what it says about Job. Look at Job. Job chapter 2 verse 7. So went Satan from the presence of the Lord, and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot on his crown. But Job maintained steadfast faith as he cried out to God for deliverance, and he was healed. God healed Job. If God can heal Job, God can heal you. You say, but I'm not as holy as Job. Are you looking on your own righteousness? All our righteousness is filthy rags. But the Bible tells us in Romans 4 that God has not imputed to us our sins, but he has imputed to us his righteousness. Therefore the Lord has righteousness that we need, and we can have it by simple faith. I take your righteousness, Lord. I've none of my own. And he gives you. Job 42 verse 10 to 12. And I'm almost finished. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters, and they that had been of his acquaintance before him, and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a place and gave him a piece of money, and every man an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camel and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses. That's what God done for Job. God can do it for you. I'm coming to a close, but I want you to trust God today. Don't be afraid of the coronavirus. Keep safe, do all whatever they say to do, but trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. Lean not under your own understanding. Acknowledge the Lord. Trust the Lord in all your ways, and he will direct your paths. I'm going to ask everyone to bow your head. I'm going to pray. If there's someone in this parking lot today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I want you to pray this prayer. I want you to ask God to forgive you. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I know I'm a sinner, but I believe Christ died for me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be my Savior. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I'm the Lord and Savior. If you're feeling sick today, I want you to lift your hand up in your car. I'm going to pray a prayer of faith for you. If you're listening in, God's your healer. God's going to heal you where you are. Lift your hand up to heaven and believe as we ask God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the authority and the truth of your word. Your word will not return void, but it'll accomplish the thing you send it to do. It'll prosper in it. You said that you keep an eye on your own word, you watch over it to bring it to pass. Father, I pray for every hand that's raised. Heal that brother, heal that sister in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke every virus, every symptom, and every disease by the power of the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, if there's one that needs to be saved, a boy or a girl, grant them that the Holy Spirit will move mightily upon them and give them the saving grace that they'll call upon the Lord and be saved. Bless everyone here today, Lord. Cover us all with your precious blood. Cover all that's listening in with the precious blood of the Lamb of God. In Jesus' precious name, amen. And all God's people said, amen. Praise God, praise God. We're going to come to close. Our brother's going to come and sing Wednesday night. We're going to do Facebook Live, listen in. If you haven't got it, if you see one of the brothers, maybe they'll help you set it up. The services will still be recorded. They'll be on our website. Keep listening in. We'll meet here next Sunday morning, the Lord willing. We're going to meet again. And we're going to have another service. Maybe we can get a trailer or something we can start in it even. Tell others, bring them along. Stay in your cars till all this is over, whatever they're wanting. We'll abide by whatever way we can. But we're trusting the Lord.